Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. We are live down here at the Malt Shovel Tap House, celebrating what the breakfast crew did this morning. A marvellous performance. They walked 30k to raise money for the Kickstart for Kids, the Puddle Jumpers and the Youth Opportunities. We are live. The rush hour is thriving at the moment. 4 till 6. Come down and say hello. Greg Blewett, I welcome you.
G'day, Jars.
And what?
Where is he?
Bernie Vince. Well, his lovely wife had the birth of a beautiful daughter yesterday. So we'll catch up with our Burn and see how that went. What his role was yesterday.
What his role was?
Yes.
Well, I want to know why he's not at work, though.
Well, you've got to have some time off with your family, Gregory.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
But we've got a big 2 hours coming.
Yes, we have. No, congratulations to Bernie and Abs. Abs is an absolute superstar. Firstly, for putting up with Burn for all this time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But three beautiful young kids now, Harvey, Olivia and young Charlotte. Beautiful.
Yeah, two girls and a lovely boy. Now, we've got lots to get through, Gregory, and great performance by our brekkie crew. You know, Roo and Dizza and Lozza and did a great job.
Dizza.
Ditz is tired from commentary, but we'll cover that yesterday, Triple M Cricket.
Yeah, it was great to have Ditz aboard.
Great job, Ditz.
Triple M Cricket. But, yeah, I rocked in about an hour and a half ago, Jars, and there were some weary bodies just coming into the Malt Shovel Tap House.
Yes.
They got wet towards the end as well, like a very, very heavy downpour. But bloody good effort. Yeah. They raised... Our brekkie crew and their beautiful contributors that have chucked some money in. Just under $100,000, Jarvis. Just under $100,000.
Well, Roo's going to confirm that up next. We'll catch up with the Mark Prosciutto. Mm-hmm. Great news coming out of Tasmania. Guess what? The 19th licence has been approved.
It's happening.
They're coming in, mate.
It's officially happening.
They're coming in.
That's great. That is fantastic news.
A traditional football state.
Yeah. And I know you've probably got a little bit of a different outlook because you probably think there's too many teams in the AFL.
Yes, I do.
But I love the sentiment because Tasmania, they deserve a team. They really do. So that'll be interesting to see how that unfolds.
Darcy Fogarty, 2-year extension.
Fantastic.
Nice. I like that.
Just coming good, the fog.
Yep. And also, you got some news about your mate, John Cena.
Johnny Cena, well, I've fired off the message today, Jars. Not that long ago.
Just quickly explain what happened during the week.
Well, we all know who Johnny Cena is, don't we? The wrestler, the actor, the rapper.
Yeah.
And I was just going through my socials last weekend and I had a follow from John Cena out of the blue. You can't see me, Jars.
That's it.
Johnny Cena. So we've been discussing it all week and we sort of decided that we were going to send him a message. I fired it off today. I've checked my socials. I've checked my socials about 45 times,
Greg?
Jars, and no contacts so far.
Wasting your time, honestly.
Well, I've had a look. So it's 9:36 p.m. in Los Angeles at the moment. He goes to bed early, Jars.
He does.
So I don't think we'll be hearing from him,
Greg,
before the end of the show.
Okay.
So
he'll
get back to me, though.
All right, let's catch up with Mark Rusciutto from the brekkie crew. We're up next, family. Come down, say hello. Are we giving away free frothies down here? Are we still doing that? Oh, yeah, we are.
Well, I think we've got an account.
Come down and say hello, Danny, the Tap House on the River Torrens. Beautiful.
The Malt Shovel Tap House.
Say it again, Greg.
Malt Shovel Tap House, Jars.
Now, let's catch up with one of our favourites, one of the greats of South Australia, is Mark Rusciutto, or Rupert. Good afternoon, Roo. Congratulations.
G'day, thanks for the glass of magnesium at Henley Beach at just before lunch. They got me through.
Well, Maz rang me before to see how you were.
I had a little tell her I'm fine, but I'm feeling better.
Good boy.
The West End's kick in. So
yes.
But I had a little hold of your grandson, William.
William Andrew
Miles.
I get very clucky around little babies. And he's a beautiful little boy.
Thank you, Rupert.
And you know what?
Oh.
He looks like a Jarvis.
That's what I said.
He
looks like Jarvis.
He does. He looks like
no
his mum.
DNA test required there, mate. That is definitely...
We're bloody proud of the little man. We love him dearly.
And Charlie... Beautiful.
Yeah, superstar.
How does it make you feel being
a
different
grandfather? I'm different. I'm different. It's changed my whole life.
How's it changed you?
Oh, you're just more engaged, you know, because when you get your own kids, you're working all the time. You're never there. But when you get your grandkids, you've got them. You're in the zone.
You good on the nappy change and
all
stuff?
All love it. I've got him tomorrow morning.
What? Look at his glasses.
Why are you walking up?
What's going on? I'm getting emotional.
He's crying. Hey, Rupert, tell us about today.
It's been a good day.
Yeah.
It really has. We've had so much support from our Triple M listeners, our family, as Jars calls it. Every time we do it, and it's only once a year or for a occasion if we know that someone's had a bad trot, we do a function or we do a call out to our listeners, and they always dig in. And today, you know, times are tough. That many interest rates go up. We've had inflation. You know, there's a lot of things going on in people's lives at the moment. We thought, shit, it's going to be a bit tough this walk this year. We are blown away. We've had a new PB. We're about 95,000 at the moment, which is a huge amount of money.
Brilliant.
We have to get to 100,000. We need a few more people to dig in. We've got great charities. Ian Steele from Kickstart for Kids. Their charity alone, diesel costs have gone up. Food costs have gone up. They put breakfast on the tables of kids in schools at 300 schools. And not only is it more expensive to run these charities, there's more kids that need food because of what's going on at their homes. Puddle Jumpers, who do some great things for families a little bit disadvantaged, they need the money. And Youth Opportunities, who did sports as well, they do great things with kids who go to school. And, you know, they've had a bit of bad luck. They need a bit of confidence. They need a bit of self-esteem. The program that they run and the benefits that the kids who go through that program is unbelievable. So it's a proud day for Triple M. It's a great day for the station. And if anyone out there's got a spare $10, $100, $1,000 or $5,000 to get us to 100 grand, it'll be greatly appreciated. Go to triplem.com.au. Go to the Hype for Hike for Hope.
Yep.
That's right, isn't it, Jazz?
Hike for Hope.
Not Hope for Hype.
Yeah, I know, Rupert.
At that link and donate money, please.
Hey, Brute, you've been working for Triple M for a long time now. I've only really just started, but I can see it in your face. Like, you are so proud that you'll be able to get involved with this sort of stuff. I mean, the making a difference in people's lives, like, you must be, I can see that you're quite humbled by the whole process.
Well, I'm from a very grassroots background, so's Jars and Bluey. I don't know your full history, but we're all fighting. My grandparents come out from Italy. They had nothing. They come from the other side of the world just to make a go of it and have had a great life, and we're all really proud of it. But if you speak to people at the coalface of these charities, the stuff they see is horrendous.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So we're all lucky. We grew up in Adelaide. We live in Adelaide in a great environment. So the money we raise, we know it's going to a great place, and that's what makes it special. Now, I just want to say one thing, though. The Crows have chucked in $1,000.
Yeah.
Port Adelaide.
What?
Oh, no.
Donuts.
Don't.
No.
We've given them plenty of time. Like at 11 o'clock this happened. Darcy Fogarty come on.
Yeah.
He signed for another 2 years. Darcy from the Crows Foundation. He's on the board, young Darcy, down there doing great things. He said, here's $1,000.
Oh, no.
I said, ring Tommy Basso, the producer of the Rush Hour. Yeah. Get on to Dits. Dits grew up in the port change rooms. He can make the call Koshy, who's in finance. Chris Davies down
Kenny.
There.
Yeah, Rosie
Kenny
Cheeks.
Hinkley.
Trav.
Ollie Wines. Bogey.
What happened?
Tommy Jonas.
What happened?
Crickets.
No, they'll come good. They'll come good.
Give
they'll
us
match
a grand.
It. They'll match it, surely, the Crows. They'll match it.
Ring your mate Chrissy Davies.
Sits is over there.
What he did yesterday in the commentary, Ditch could pay for that. Couldn't he?
$5,000 payment.
Yeah, for just calling the cricket. Stuffing a few names up.
No, not sure.
Anyway, well done, Rude.
Port will come to the table.
So we need five grand more to get
more.
To 100, which is unbelievable.
Yeah,
mate, well done. And to our Triple M team support crew, marvellous stuff. I saw the hard work they were putting in.
Yeah, absolutely. They've done a great job. And congratulations to Bernie and Abby.
Charlotte.
Little Charlotte.
Yep.
Another Vince to terrorise us.
Oh. Well done, mate. Keep up the good work.
We're
very proud of you. Go nice up, Rupert.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That left knee's not looking good.
No, oh, I heard a few bodies too.
I'll play in
a
couple of days. I'll be all right.
I love him. Spoke to him the other day, too.
KG. I was there. I was there last night.
Did you see him?
The KG Media Centre.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Had a look at all the old photos, and they've got a little bit of dialogue on what he's done in his life. Fantastic.
We love him.
Yeah, we're at the Adelaide Triple M Rocks Cricket for the first time this summer, which was great. Australia too strong for England last night, Jars. Did you listen to...
I listened to you guys and had the TV on, and a terrific call by you guys. Love it. And,
Adelaide Oval looked beautiful last night. The light was great. The sunset over your house down there at... The Ponderosa down there at Henley Beach.
They say it's the best ground in the world to play on, and Lords. That's what they're saying. They're the one and two.
Yeah.
You agree with that or not?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right. Cape Town's probably a close second or third, but SCG is the other one, which is a great cricket ground.
That's four, Greg.
That's four, yeah. Do you want to know? Oval's not bad.
How did you find it with the team? And also, obviously, you're very happy with the result.
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking forward to it for a long time, but it was the debut of Chris Ditmar last night on the Triple M cricket.
Boy, Ditz. Yes, it was.
And Ditz is one of the great callers.
He is.
His knowledge of all sports is absolutely superb. So he came aboard on the cricket last night, and it went beautifully.
How was his body language?
He was fine.
There were some greats in that commentary box.
He is one confident human being. So he strutted into the commentary box, and he was on with myself and Callum Ferguson for the first spell.
Well, but I don't know about Fergie.
What do you mean? What about?
Well, you were terrific.
Oh, okay. No, Ferg's all right.
Just get to the point, Ferg.
You got it, Ferg. You can't talk when the bowler's bowling. Don't talk. But anyway, Ditch was. He did not make a mistake all night, and this is some of his highlights. The first one is Manus Labuschagne.
Travis Head and Warner now both back in the pavilion after a 100-plus stand to get Australia underway. Manus Labuschagne comes in.
Oh, no.
I thought it was someone else. I thought they'd pick someone else, Jars.
Jesus, Dick.
What do you call him?
Labuschagne.
Labuschagne. Right. And as I said, young Ferg was in with us. He wore the same shirt as me, which I was disappointed with. We both had navy.
We did know who was who.
And Ferg was in with me, along with Ditz, and Ditz was trying to pump Ferg up, and here's how it went.
We are in the dinner break here at the Adelaide Oval, and people just knocking off work and coming down. The crowd is building here at this magnificent Oval, Ferg, where you've played so many times.
Glorious, isn't it, Ditz? It's magnificent.
You played 30 times for Australia in one-day internationals. How many do you know at the Adelaide Oval? Can you remember?
I reckon I played one here.
One?
Yep.
So he was talking about how he played over 30 one-day internationals. I don't think Ferg answered that very well, to be fair.
No.
Like, help him out.
Correct. He just threw Ditz under the bus.
Now, talking about throwing. So we had to go to the 7 o'clock news. And now this is Ditz's cup of tea. This is what he's good at.
This is his DNA.
Yep. So we went to the 7 o'clock news, and the newsreader was Brett Thomas.
Time now for a Triple M Prosper News update. Prosper, business loans with no repayments for the first 8 weeks. Offer ends December 31. T's and C's apply. Visit prosper.com. Let's go to Brett Stevens.
Thank you, Ditz.
Thanks,
Ditz. Who is he? What's his name?
Brett Thomas. So the hell's Brett Stevens? I've got no idea.
Oh, Tomo.
Hey, the other thing that happened too, like, obviously Ditz loves his cricket.
Oh, yeah.
Loves it. You can tell it in the passion. And I asked him on air, I said, listen, what is your cricket background?
Yes.
And he got all embarrassed. He was like, I'm not going to tell you on air. I'm not going to tell you. Yeah. Anyway, as soon as we finished our little stint, I didn't get like a metre out of the commentary box out the back.
Don't
and he said, Bluey, you know I played state underage teams I think David Warner's modelled himself on me a little bit. I was one of those guys. I just see ball, hit ball, I was ahead of my time. So he wouldn't tell us on air. He couldn't wait to tell us back.
And what did he end up doing? Playing squash.
Playing squash. What's wrong with that?
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Okay, I've got the timer on too, Gregory. All right, with the quiz. And this is a much-loved segment in South Australia, let alone Australia, let alone the world. But our boy Bernie Vince is away, so we'll catch up with him just before 5 o'clock.
Looking forward to that. He's lovely. He's had a big 24 hours, hasn't he, Bernard?
Birth of a new, well, beautiful daughter.
Yes.
So we wish Bernie well. So I'll do his questions.
Oh, good luck with that.
And there is some criticism coming my way already.
All right. Okay.
From you.
Are you nervous?
And Tom. No, we used to do this all the time with my eyes closed.
Are you going to keep score as well?
Yep. Jason from Ayr. G'day, Jace.
G'day, boys.
G'day, welcome. Jace.
Now, AFL side.
I'm a Power supporter.
Oh, hello.
Jason, can I ask where Ayr is?
Northern suburbs.
Northern suburbs?
Yeah, it's a new development up there.
Okay. You had no idea. You had no idea.
No, I must
admit,
I didn't.
I knew it was out that way.
Yeah. You said it was down Victor way.
10 questions, 60 seconds, Jay. Say pass if you don't know. We'll come back. We'll always take your first answer. Good luck, mate. We want to give away a grand.
Cheers.
All right, Tom, are you ready?
Yep.
Let's play, Adelaide.
Let's do it.
Cricket question. What does SACA stand for?
South Australia Cricket Association.
How many AFLW Grand Finals have been the Adelaide Crows have played in, Jace?
Four.
True or false? Qatar is the first Middle Eastern country to host a FIFA World Cup.
True.
What ground is known as the home of cricket?
MCG.
The Brownlow Medal was first awarded in what decade?
The 50s?
What state was Pat Cummings born in?
New South Wales.
How many lanes does an Olympic standard swimming pool have?
Eight.
Who is Norwood's game record holder?
Pass.
Who of the following does not have a stand named after them at Adelaide Oval? Sir Donald Bradman, Mark Rusciuto or Andrew Jarman?
Andrew Jarman.
A setter is a position in what sport?
Netball.
Who is Norwood's game's record holder?
No idea. Okay. Yeah, pass. I don't know.
Thank you, Jace. That's okay. Okay, good effort. Good effort, Tomo. Good effort.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Correct.
Jace, you've picked up, mate. This is well, thanks so much for jumping on board.
Cheers.
You and a mate are heading off to the highways. Long lunch, if you don't mind, with John Semi Newman, mate. This is absolutely brilliant. Okay, on the 25th of November, you get food, a couple of drinks, and live music and comedy, mate. Enjoy that.
Sounds great to me.
Too easy, man. You have a good weekend,
cheers.
Yeah?
Thanks, mate.
Now, that was slick.
He all got right off to a great start, yep. I have to say, Jason, yep, from Ayr,
yep,
but just crumbled a little bit towards
okay,
the end.
Okay, Gregory.
You stuffed the first question.
No, I was trying to ad lib, I straightened up. That's 3 minutes gone. Now, number four, Greg.
Number four, what ground is known as the home of cricket? It's not the MCG, it's Lords.
Right, number five, please, Greg.
Brownlow Medal was first awarded in the 1920s, Jars.
Thank you. Number eight, please, Greg.
Number eight, cool. Who is Norwood's game's record holder? Gary McIntosh.
The McIntosh.
Tough as nails.
Well done. Well played. Good. We'll back the Monday.
Yep. Yes.
And we had some pretty exciting news today, Jars.
We did last night, Greg. Our fellow comrade Bernie Vince, not in today because he's doing dad duties because he's got another child to the Vince clan, and he joins us on the rush hour. Good afternoon, Bern, and congratulations to you and Abs.
Thanks, boys. Very exciting times. Amazing process, the whole thing. You go from just something being inside, a sort of not a fake thing, but it's not there yet. Then all of a sudden it's there, and it's something that's going to have a big effect on the rest of your life. It's sort of an out-of-body experience, actually, when you go through that. But it's exciting, and little Charlotte's very good, and,
nice,
and Mum's doing very well as well. So we just had Harvey and Olivia come in. That toughened her up straight away because Harvey went to cuddle her and thought he'd just run off and grab a toy, sort of half dropped her, so she's going to be tough, which is good. And Olivia, she was more worried about escaping, get down the corridor. She didn't like our room, so she wanted to go in other rooms, but An amazing, amazing experience. They do such a great job here at the Ashford Hospital. So it's, I nearly said Ashford Hotel. I'm usually
trying to. Geez, you've been there as well.
Have you wet the baby's head already?
You did, didn't you?
Well, Abby was in a rush and we're at the pub, so we've just dropped it here.
Hey, Bern, congratulations, mate. You've sent me a photo of little Charlotte. She is absolutely gorgeous. She's going to have the blonde hair as well. Hey, what about the other kids, Harvey and Olivia? What do they think about getting another little sister?
Yeah, well, what we did is Abby's really big on this stuff, reading up what it's like to introduce someone to the family, because there can be a little bit of jealousy. So we made sure we got a present for each of the kids from Charlotte. So I was like, oh, Charlotte can be our friend now, because she gave him a present that was wrapped up, and kids love presents, obviously. So she's definitely her friend now, and sister to the other two. And that's number 12 in our family, 12th grandchild for mum and dad.
Jeez.
Can you believe that? And I think Arlo, the oldest, might be 5 or 6. So they all come in a bit of a rush. And we probably haven't finished there either. I think we have.
We're still going, are we?
No, the others haven't. The others haven't.
Like bloody rabbit's jars.
So, Bern, how many girls and boys in that 12?
Well, I think there's 4 girls now. So it was very outnumbered by boys early. But there's a couple of girls coming in late. So it's 8-4 at the moment. But the girls seem to be a bit tougher, I think, than the boys. They seem to, you know what they're like. It's like when they're older, too. They run the show. It's a bit like Maz in your relationship, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
And boss you around, tell you what to do.
Oh, and you two are laughing, are you? I've seen Catherine Abbs.
I'm a bit the same, Bert. You know that as well.
I've seen that, too.
So, Bern, as I've said before, I've had a bit of the tube tie. Now,
here we go.
Do you need a bit of advice, or are you gonna just sort of see where it goes naturally?
Good. This is good.
Well, about half an hour after we got back to our room and just sat down, I was already Googling where to get it done. Abby's already she's planning the next one, so I'm gonna have to backdoor this. I'm gonna have to do an undercover operation, I think, and just go, oh well, we can't have one. What's happening? But she won't know.
Bern, you know, if you have another one, then you're going to have to get a vehicle with a sliding door.
And a roof.
Oh, no, just get a trailer. Just chuck him in the trailer.
Couple of deck chairs in the trailer.
Oh, there's Bern and the kids. Oh, they're in the trailer.
The deck chair's down so they don't move, and Bob's your uncle. Just before make sure it's not raining. That'd hurt a bit.
Before we let you go, young man, and we're very proud of the family.
Yeah, we are.
When are you going to wet the head? What's the plan of wetting the head? Involved?
The first thing I've got for, all the girls sent her, oh, congratulations, amazing, looks beautiful, this stuff. All my mates are like, so when is it? I'm like, what? Wet the head, where is it and when? And you've just asked the same thing, you buffoon.
Oh, well done, mate. Give our love to Abs and the little one, and we'll see you next week.
Nah, I'll do that, boys. Thanks for filling my position while I'm not there. You haven't got Rocky on or something, have you?
No, we're not that desperate, mate.
We don't need a B grader.
No, thank God for that. You tried that last time. It
was I know. The ratings took a hit. Well done, Bern. Great stuff, mate.
Thanks, boys. See you later.
Oh, welcome back to the 5 o'clock hour, family. We're live down here at the Malt Shovel Tap House celebrating the funds raised from our Triple M's Hike for Hope. We're so proud of Roo, Ditz and Loz. They walk 30K, family, today to raise money for Kickstart for Kids, paddle jumpers and the youth opportunities. We caught up with Rupert earlier in the show. And how much have they raised thus far, Gregory?
$95,000, Jars. And we put a bit of a shout out, didn't we, to try and get another $5,000 to get it to that magical 100K mark. So hopefully that is achieved very, very soon. But my congratulations to everyone involved as well. Absolutely
beautiful.
Fantastic.
Yep. And thanks to our very good friends at West End Brewery who've been celebrating us, South Australians, for over 160 years. Now, Bernie Vince is away. We just spoke to him about 5 minutes ago, family, if you just joined us. His lovely wife, Abs, had a little baby girl yesterday. So
Charlotte.
So the Burns celebrating and just enjoying life as a dad. Now, the AFL have confirmed that the 19th AFL licence will be coming from
Tasmania.
Gregory.
So this has been on the cards for a while, hasn't it? And there's been a very, very big push because there's all sorts of things happening around the stadium and where the money's coming from. But an agreement in principle has been made between the Tasmanian government and the AFL, which is fantastic news. No dates yet, but it will happen. And also North Melbourne and Hawthorn will play games in Tasmania next season.
Geelong great Joel Selwood will join a NRL club as a part-time role as a leadership coach.
Is that right?
He's off. Yep.
Is that right?
Melbourne Storm.
Melbourne Storm.
2023.
Wow.
Fantastic.
So you know what? Billy Slater did the opposite. He went to the AFL. I reckon it was St Kilda, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
St Kilda. Yeah. And now he's coaching
Joel
Queensland.
Selwood.
State of Origin.
Yep. Great. To see.
Good club, the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, well done. So lock that in.
Yep.
Darcy Fogarty, Adelaide Crows, two more years.
Yeah, fantastic.
So Rupert was up and about.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, let's just straighten up a little bit with you and your Twitter affair with one of the biggest names in America, in the world.
John Cena. So just to recap, last weekend, went through my social media I had a follow from Johnny Cena. Out of the blue, Tomo. Unbelievable. So we've been speculating all week about how we're going to try and get him on our show. And what I should send Johnny Cena in terms of messages. Well, I fired something off this morning. So as of yet, I haven't heard back, Charles.
And you won't, Gregory.
I will.
If
I
we
will
get
hear
him
back.
On air, I'll swim across the Torrens. I'll swim across the Torrens in a Crows jumper.
Okay. All right.
No, hang on. I did say that a few years ago.
Just the jumper.
No, jumper. And I'll have me... Daniel Craig Bathers on.
Oh, no.
All right. So have we got the countdown clock on with that?
Yep. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Day number one. Since Greg Bullitt messaged John Cena on Twitter. Bluey has no reply.
Oh, no.
Well, stay tuned, everyone. Now, Tomo.
Yes.
I want another one because there's another countdown going on. Now, James Brayshaw, who's a good friend of ours on Triple M. Now, he recently got engaged and you sent him a text message. You sent him a text message of congratulations.
Yes.
How long ago?
It was 3 days ago.
And Tomo, no reply. Dun, dun.
I'm on about the wrong number, Gregory.
And Bluey, what about what he said off air? He goes, if he wants to act like that, he can.
So I'm going to see who gets back to either of us first, Johnny Cena or James Brayshaw. Now, I want a true or false from you. I don't want to elaborate on this, just a true or false. Now, you signed up with the Walkerville Cricket Club last week.
Yes,
and you were picked.
Yes.
To play last week, but you got rained out.
Yeah, LO4s.
Yeah. LO4s, but you got rained
yes,
out.
Yes, I did, Greg.
Yeah. Now.
Yes, we did,
This week, there is another game going on, weather permitting.
Yeah, playing Prince Alfred Old Collegians.
Yes. Now, no.
You
no
said now 10 times.
No cricket last week. Have you been dropped this week without even playing? True or false?
It's true.
Yes! They've done their homework, Tomo. He's been dropped without playing a game.
The Vivian Richards of LA4s.
I love it, boys. Righto, we're going to open up the phones next with a pretty weird phone. What is it, Jazz?
Well, this poor lady found a venomous snake in a car. So it's been there for 2 weeks having a sleep.
What's the phoner?
133353. What have you found in your vehicle?
I couldn't believe when I read this story this morning. 133353. What have you found in your car or your vehicle? A southern suburbs woman had found a deadly snake living in her vehicle, a venomous snake, Gregory. It's been living there for 2 weeks.
What sort of snake, Jars?
A venomous snake.
Well, was it brown? Was
it black?
Must
have been
was
a brown
a tiger?
Snake.
There's a lot of venomous snakes.
A tiger snake. It was a brown snake.
Right.
But living in her car for 2 weeks. So she's driving around unaware that this snake was living in her vehicle.
This deadly creature.
Mate, that would freak me right out, Gregory. Honestly, so what would you do? Would you let the snake take the car?
Where did she find it, Jas?
Inside the car, somewhere.
Right.
It's scary. It doesn't matter where she found it.
No.
The poor thing was lucky.
Mm.
And you might have, the kids in the car didn't get bitten. So it just got me thinking,
What have you ever found in your car? Because you've had a few, because you only go with the old Mercs.
No, I've found rats in my car jars.
Oh.
Rats. And they were in the engine of my car, and they ate away at the wires in the engine.
Get out.
And it caused about $15,000 worth of damage.
So, stop it!
Rats. And once you peeled off the, there's like the where the bonnet is, and then there's like a covering before you get to the bonnet. Yeah. We peeled that away, and they'd scratched half of the metal away of the thickness of the bonnet. They were are ferocious,
they are.
Mate. Absolutely
they
ferocious.
Eat through anything. So you found a bunch of rats.
Yeah, rats.
$15,000 worth.
Oh,
hey?
Found anything in your car?
well, we back in the day when we were hoodlums. we went out and we had a few, and then on the way home, we didn't have enough room in the car, so we left one of the boys in, took the one of the boys in the boot.
In the boot?
Yeah, we put Mugger in there.
And could he breathe all right?
No, we got home and we all just took off in the bed, and he fell asleep in the boat.
Oh,
so
no.
The next morning we hear this.
What?
It's the like, next morning he woke up.
Like he'd been kidnapped.
He woke up. Get me out!
He's bloody gagging for breath, mate.
Oh,
so you found a half dead body.
Fell asleep in the boot. 133353. Give us a call, loves. What have you found in your car? A southern suburbs woman has found a deadly snake that's been living in her vehicle for 2 weeks.
Dangerous.
A venomous snake.
Dangerous, Jus.
So we've gone to the family. 133353. What have you found in your... You said you found rats that ate through your wires and $15,000 later.
Oh, yeah. Just made a meal of my car.
Mugger fell asleep in the back in the boot.
Oh, poor
we
Mugger.
Forgot about him. Let's go to the phones, Tom, mate.
Carol from Seaton. What did you find in your car?
A half-naked young bloke.
Oh, no.
Carol...
What, you didn't know he was there?
No, it was New Year's Day. And, of course, we went to bed. And when I got up New Year's Day, there was a young lad there with shirtless in the car.
How did he get there?
I don't know. I ripped the door open. I said, mate, what are you doing? You know, carrying on. What are you doing? And he just looked at me. He was half asleep. And he was kind of like, who, what, where? And anyway, he left. And afterwards, my wife said, I'm glad you didn't let him because at least he was safe.
Uh-huh.
No, you're right. And anyway, I seen him a few days later. He lived three streets over. He said, I had a girl with me. He said, well, I don't know. He didn't see anything. He said, I can't find her anywhere. I said, nah, mate. I said, I'm out.
I don't know about you boys, but I didn't understand a word of that.
I can relate.
We'll go out to Aldinga Beach. We got Beck. Beck, what'd you find your car?
My partner at the time had run over a snake and put it in his footy bag because it was still wriggling and we were going to a party and he thought that'd be good on the coals. But the kicker was about 2 weeks later, we used to work in abattoirs and we bought a sheep and we had the carcass in my boot, but then we went on a 3-day bender. And when we got back, that sheep was still moving, but it was a maggot.
No.
Yeah.
Beck.
Yeah, I sold that car real quick.
Thanks, Beck.
Oh, man. Jace at Valley View. Brother, what did you find in your car?
I was doing a delivery in my truck, and I got out of the truck, doing the delivery, went to go back in the truck, and there's a dirty big huntsman on the side of the seat looking at me.
Oh, no, those huntsmen.
Jace.
They say that, you know, they don't hurt you. They're, you know, non-venomous, but gee whiz, they are like little bears.
Oh, yes, no. He was about the size of my hand, I suppose. Good size one.
And you're right now, Jace. You've moved
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. Burned the truck to the ground and got a new truck, so yeah.
Good boy.
Nick from Ferreton Park. Nick, what'd you find your car, man?
How are you, boys? Did a Macca's run in the car drive-through one night after work and dropped a Macca's hot apple pie down the back of the seat. Yeah. And couldn't reach her, and about 6 months later pulled it out and took a bite and it still burnt my mouth.
Oh!
They are hot buggers, aren't they?
Brilliant, Nico.
Yeah, like it.
Oh,
come
that's
on,
good. One more, boys. We'll head out to Rev's Play, and then we got Marcus there. Marcus, what'd you find your car, man?
Yeah, I had a large evening at a local hotel, so I went to sleep in the back. And when I woke up, there was a bloke in the front, and I'd start. Looked at me and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm sleeping in my car. What are you doing? He looks at me and goes, I'm sleeping in your car. So I gave him a ride home.
Well done, Marcus.
That's tremendous.
Two great calls there. They're great calls. Tomo, I like Nick from Ferriton Park, where he's the Macca's pie 6 months later.
Nick, congratulations, man. You're off to go see the Killers at the Adelaide Velo 500.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, guys.
No worries,
well done,
mate.
Brother. Great calls. Thanks, everyone. And it's been a great day so far. Oh, no. There's the air raid. So go again, Tomo. Now, this is dangerous. When the air raid siren goes off, Greg Blewett, it means something's happened at the Blewett household.
Yeah, big news in the Blewett household indeed. I always ask my kids...
Yes, Greg.
...whether they've got a partner. All right, so right. Taylor, who's 21 years of age, have you met someone?
Nice.
Answer's always no. Sam, have you got a girlfriend? No.
How old's Sam?
Sam's just about to turn 8.
Right. Right.
So, who's laughing?
Oh,
I don't get it. It's just
Adelaide
about... Is that,
Adelaide's.
Rory, who's 6. Rosa, yeah. Have you got a girlfriend?
Right.
No. But I asked him yesterday, Rory, have you got a girlfriend? And there was a pause.
Oh, hello.
Because normally he says, well, I've got lots of friends that are girls, but I haven't got a girlfriend. But he came clean to his mother.
Oh, no.
And then he came clean to me.
Yeah.
It's happened. He's got a girlfriend.
No.
He's loved up.
He's loved up at
6 years of age. So I don't know whether he's...
What?
I don't know what's going on because every day we get home from school, right?
Yeah.
And we pull his reader folder out of his bag.
Nice.
But out from the bag, there's normally about 6 or 7 love letters from different girls in his class. So he's going all right, the little fella, but he's got his heart set on... One young lady in his class.
Do we know her name?
Well, we do, but I'm not going to name
it
because I don't want to embarrass
anyone. Absolutely.
So I'm a bit worried that he's sort of like playing the field.
What are you worried about?
That
he's got an entourage happening at the bloody school.
Well, the other thing that he said, listen, Mum, I don't want to upset you, but I love her.
Yeah.
Because he always tells us how much he loves us. And he was worried about offending us about he loves someone else. But the only thing is, Jazz, yesterday at their sports day, the mother of the new girlfriend came up and introduced herself
already
to Catherine. I'd already gone to work, but she came up and introduced herself to Catherine. She said, oh, look, I know that Rory and my young lady are going okay, and she's very upset because we're going away overseas for 2.5 months.
And he can't go with her.
No. So we don't know. We haven't broken the news yet to Rosa. So he might be heartbroken for the first time. So they've just committed to each other. And now
she's off. She's got to dump
and
the little
love. She might meet someone else overseas, Jazz.
She could too.
Well, I don't know. Do they FaceTime at 6
Absolutely.
Years of age when they're overseas?
1 in the morning, you'll be texting. Hey, Greg.
Greg,
have you sat down with Rosa about the birds and the bees?
I certainly haven't. They are making lots of statements about that similar sort of stuff. I mean, we got caught the other day in the shop at Norwood in Country Road where Rory was lifting up the mannequin skirt and staring directly at you know what. So, no, there's a bit of... Bit of stuff happening in the Blewetts, but young Rosa,
in love.
He's so sorry, girls, the other girls at school.
Right.
He is off the scene. He is committed.
Beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful. And have you had your talk yet about the birds and the bees?
Yeah, what happens? No one had that talk with me, Jazz.
Oh, this is a rush hour. Well, it's been a great 2 hours, hasn't it, Greg?
It has.
It's been fantastic.
Well, it's been a little bit wet, Jars, but there's been some thirsty individuals because 30Ks is a lot, Jars, let's be frank.
We're so proud of Roo, Ditz and Loz. They did raise some wonderful money for the Kickstart for Kids, Puddle Jumpers and Youth Opportunities. We're so proud of them. They're exhausted.
They are.
Roo's knees flared up to the inch of his... Loz's groins are gone.
She was talking about the surface. The surface wasn't great early on. She was on the... No, she was talking about...
What?
She was walking on rocks and pebbles and... I was a bit worried about Ditz because he was a bit late last night after the cricket.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, they've done a great job. Just under $100,000.
Oh, congratulations, love.
Sensational.
Mate, you're off for cricket tomorrow for the second one day?
Yes, I'm flying up to Sydney tonight, so I'm
man.
On a tight schedule. I've just packed a couple of...
That's how you roll.
A bit of underwear, fresh pair of
socks. That's you, Gregory.
And off I go, Jase.
Well, good calling tomorrow, and for Triple M Cricket's back again. Tomo, you've done a great job, and our love and best wishes to Bern and Abs.
Oh,
the birth of the beautiful little daughter, Charlotte.
Special times, Jase.
So, Bern, I'll be coming around for a frothy tonight. Now, here's the highlight tapes. Gregory, good luck. I think you feature in a fair bit.
Oh, no.
And Tomo, DSL tomorrow. Good luck, my boy, and thanks for your help.
Here we go, boys.
This is the rush hour.
Let's do it.
After another week of unparalleled radio chemistry.
Greg?
What?
It's your turn.
My turn for
what?
Yeah,
you said it's your turn.
Do you want me to talk?
It's time for the highlight tapes. Over the past week, we've had some huge guests on the Rush Hour.
Good afternoon, Premier. Congratulations. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
He joins us in the studio.
Good afternoon, Rory Sloane.
The big Texan's joining us.
Good afternoon, Sammy. Welcome to Adelaide's Rush Hour. We are live. We're all global. Welcome.
Yeah, well, very nice to be speaking to you over there. What day is it?
Sorry, what's that? And when we get these big names on, we cover the big issues.
Tex, welcome.
Got a pet cat. Got to go and feed us.
What's its name?
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Sammy, before we wrap this up, where's Bernie's esky?
Bernie, I've kept it for 2 years.
Yes.
I finally put it on eBay and sold it.
No, Bernie.
What? I did a price check on it. Seeing as it costs $24.50, I will give you $50 and you can buy two of them when I see you next.
Oh, done. I'll take that.
Moving on. One of our favourite segments on this show is Burns Facts.
It's a great little segment to say goodbye to the clan after 2 hours.
But lately, Burn has been struggling to find a fact that Jars doesn't already know.
King Charles? It's his birthday today.
It is too.
Oh. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah? How'd you know that? Did that?
Oh, I saw it on the TV this morning.
Did you?
No matter how obscure the fact, Jars tells us he's right across it.
Going out your neck of the woods, Jars.
Yes,
1990, the Piccadilly, used to be called the Piccadilly.
Right.
On O'Connell Street, North Adelaide, reopened with 3 cinemas on this day.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
But sometimes he's less convincing.
Blockbuster Video in Adelaide listed The Punisher as its number one rental.
Great movie.
Of the year.
Great movie.
2004, The Punisher. John Travolta, no one does?
He was involved. Yeah, but there's been a couple of movies.
He had no idea.
No, I did.
1851. Moby Dick was released.
Hang on.
Dig the book. Do we know what about Jars?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Also this week, we heard about the global superstar who's now following Bluey on Twitter.
It nearly knocked my socks off. I could not believe it. I don't even have to mention his name. See if you can guess who this is. He's huge.
It's about us coming together. This is all about we.
Oh, I'm gone.
Radio, they're not just watching all over the United States. They're watching all over the world.
You can't see me.
Johnny Cena.
John Cena, Josh.
Cena. He's following you.
Count, Greg.
So the boys launched a plan to ask John Cena to come on the show.
I'm just going to write to him, I think.
Will you send a photo of yourself?
He's the one who approached me, so...
What's that? Will you send a photo of yourself?
No.
What? He's not a pen pal.
It's not a dating app.
Send me on the side.
Me on the side, like. My leg up.
Like the Titanic. We one of your flares on, Leo. And your little cricket bat.
Yeah. I could have the cricket bat in between my legs. And then just.
If you get one of those little signature bats.
Sending John Cena notes.
And we still haven't heard back from John for some reason. And finally, it would not be a week on the Rush Hour without our fantastic sponsors getting value for money.
So, when accuracy matters, trust Empire and have the confidence to measure once, cut once.
Empire Tools, build on trust. That's right, family. Check them on store. Check them out.
Greg, the
apologies.
Chair.
I was trying to ad lib that last line.
You had the easiest line.
Oh, I know, love.
Oh, you always say I've got the easiest job.
No, you yes. Have. I apologise. I apologise, but I was trying to ad lib and make it sound real because that's what the clients want. They want it real.
You're getting on the roof,
mate.
On the store.
And that's the highlight tapes for this week.